Jesus went to Jerusalem to celebrate the Feast of Tabernacles. Public opinion about him was divided. Some believed he was the Messiah, others rejected him. His worst enemies were the religious leaders, who were plotting to kill him. Some of them, however, believed. Nicodemus, who had gone to see Jesus at night for fear of the Jews, was one of them. He said to the Pharisees who were trying to arrest Jesus, "Does our law condemn a man without first hearing him to find out what he is doing?" They replied, "Are you from Galilee too? Look into it, and you will find that a prophet does not come out of Galilee." In saying that, they were overlooking Isaiah's messianic prophecy, foretelling that the light of salvation would first shine from Galilee. This prophecy was being accomplished before their very eyes. The Pharisees also forgot that the prophet Jonah was Galilean. The next day, Jesus again went into the temple courts and sat down to teach the people. The scribes and Pharisees brought in a woman caught in adultery. They made her stand before the crowd and said to Jesus, "Master, this woman has committed adultery. The law of Moses commands us to stone such women." They were, of course, using this question as a trap, hoping to be able to accuse Jesus. At first the Lord did not reply. He bent down and started to write on the ground with his finger. But they kept on questioning him, so he straightened up and said, "If any one of you is without sin, let him be the first to throw a stone at her." Then he stooped down again and wrote on the ground. The men, troubled by their consciences, went away one at a time, the older ones first, until only Jesus was left with the woman. He straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" "No one, sir," she replied. "Then neither do I condemn you," Jesus replied. "Go and sin no more." As he continued with his teaching, Jesus said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Thereupon the Pharisees challenged him. "You are witnessing to yourself, so your testimony is not valid," they said. Jesus answered that his testimony was valid, because he knew where he came from and where he was going, and that the Father who sent him was also his witness. "Where is your Father?" they asked. Jesus replied, "You do not know me or my Father. If you knew me, you would know my Father also." "I am going away," he said, "and you will die in your sin. Where I go, you cannot come. You are from below, I am from above. I am not of this world. If you hold to my teaching, then you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." The Jews answered, "We have never been slaves of anyone. How can you say that we shall be set free?" Jesus replied, "Truly, everyone who sins is a slave to sin, but if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed." The Jews then declared that they were the legitimate descendants of Abraham, and that their only father was God himself. Jesus replied, "He who belongs to God hears what God says, but you do not belong to God. You belong to your father the devil, who was a murderer from the beginning, a liar and the father of lies." At this the Jews became very angry. "Aren't we right in saying you are a Samaritan and demon-possessed?" they said. Jesus replied, "I honor my Father, and you dishonor me. I tell you, if a man keeps my word, he will never see death." Jesus was speaking of spiritual death, but the Jews were thinking of physical death and exclaimed, "Abraham died, and so did the prophets. Yet you say that if a man keeps your word, he will never taste death? Are you greater than our father Abraham? Who do you think you are?" "I tell you," Jesus answered, "before Abraham was, I am." With these words, Jesus declared his eternal pre-existence. As "I am" was one of the names of God, he was openly stating that he was God. At this, the Jews tried to stone him, but Jesus slipped away from the temple grounds. Next episode, the parable of the Good Samaritan.